Ivory Coast shares a long and very porous border with Guinea and Liberia, two of the countries at the heart of the Ebola epidemic. Border crossings are officially closed, but it's impossible to truly seal a border that's mostly forest and fields. We sent NPR's Gregory Warner to Ivory Coast to find out why Ebola hasn't yet come there and how the country is preparing in case it does.
There are all kinds of theories why Ebola hasn't arrived yet in Ivory Coast. Some credit a beefed-up border patrol, the religious in this Catholic country, thank God. But Mamadou Traoré has a third, oddball theory. He credits the legendarily infuriating Ivorian bureaucracy.
La procédure française est en faveur, ça devient une faveur, quoi.
French bureaucracy is a blessing for us, he says, because people here respect authority, not like Liberian Sierra Leone, where he says people aren't obeying their own health officials.
Ça, c'est mon opinion. It's my opinion.
Traoré's theory doesn't quite hold up. Guinea, after all, is a francophone country. It also has the disease. But in one way, Traoré is onto something. The Ebola epidemic, after all, only spreads through human behavior. Traoré is a field coordinator for CARE International.
Quand il fait la maladie là, on ne peut plus le guérir.
I met him in the central town of Bouafle, giving a training course for rural community leaders, telling them not to shake hands, not to kiss, not to eat bushmeat, a popular delicacy. These are all government directives in place since March, but government can't be everywhere in every village. Ajua Martine traveled 74 miles to attend this training. She's a farmer of cocoa and rubber trees. She lives in a small forest hamlet called Brukua. And even in her tiny, isolated village in a country that's still Ebola-free, the pastors in her church are preaching the government prevention message. She mimes how she crosses her arms if someone even tries to greet her.
Tu peux pas les empêcher, mais après.
You can't stop every person from shaking your hand, she says, but afterward she tells them, the rules say we mustn't now do this. Dr. Seydou Koulibaly is the regional health director for Tamki County that shares the longest border with Liberia and Guinea. He says that even in the first weeks of the outbreak, before the official prevention measures were issued from the capital, he was telling clinics and hospitals to send him daily Ebola watch reports. He says he gets 100 a day. And even before the borders were sealed, he was sending health workers to take people's temperature when they crossed. He's arranged trainings for school teachers and soldiers.
Ce qui permet tout de suite, peut-être pas d'empêcher.
This will help, maybe not to prevent the virus from coming to the country, but at least all these efforts are made so that the first eventual case will be well managed. That's the main objective, the management of that first case.
Koulibaly says they're still not ready for an outbreak like their neighbors have. There's little supply of protective gear in this country and few working ambulances. But vigilant watching is the name of the game. The government has set up a hotline number for anyone who suspects they or someone they know has Ebola. It's a measure of the vigilance, or maybe just the sheer panic in this country, that every time I've called that hotline, I've gotten this. A busy signal.
Veuillez patienter, nous cherchons à joindre le service demandé.
But if Ivory Coast has turned itself into a nation of worriers and informers, Dr. Koulibaly says that's a good thing. Even if every Ebola alert so far has been a rumor.
People call us to tell us that this person or that person, they're new and they must have come from Guinea and they don't feel well. Certainly it's Ebola. It means that when there is a case of Ebola eventually, we'll know right away.
If a Guinean is discovered to have crossed the border illegally, it's unclear what exactly happens to him. The local representative of the Guinean community told me that they're immediately sent back. But Dr. Koulibaly says that in some cases, they're quarantined until authorities are sure that they're not the dreaded and expected first case. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Mon, Ivory Coast.